Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee comes in with a record of 53-21. Detroit is 16-58 on the year. Over their last 10, Milwaukee 7-3 won their last game, while Detroit 1-9 has lost 5 in a row. Here are the numbers. Milwaukee averages 116.7 per game and surrenders 112.4, while Detroit scores 110.7 and surrenders 118.6. Turnovers, 13.9 per game by the Bucks, 14.3 by the Pistons. Detroit, 45.4% from the field, while Milwaukee is 47.1%. Three-point shooting, 36.7% from the three-point line by the Bucks, 35.1% by the Pistons. Detroit is 77% from the free-throw line, while Milwaukee shoots 74%. And lastly, you have bench scoring, 34.6 points per game from Milwaukee's bench, 39.7 from the second squad of the Pistons. This is the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Bucks won the previous three games. They are the road team in this one. Bojan Bogdanovic and Isaiah Stewart both out for Detroit. Myers Leonard is doubtful for Milwaukee. As for a pick in this one, do I really need to say? I mean, honestly, there's no way Detroit's beating Milwaukee. I got the Bucks easily. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Milwaukee and Detroit. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Detroit Pistons. The lines are currently open and it favors the Milwaukee Bucks on the road, sitting at 15 overall in the spread with the over-under of 232. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Milwaukee right now is a top 10 team when it comes to points per game, averaging around 116.7 points, currently ranked number 8 overall in the NBA, while Detroit right now is currently ranked 28th overall, averaging 110.7. They're also ranked 28th when it comes to points allowed per game, averaging giving up 118.6 points, while Milwaukee is a top 10 team when it comes to that in that category, averaging 112.4, currently ranked number 9 overall in the NBA. Now, if you add this all up together, you're looking at the under. However, I would consider taking the over in this game. If you look at their last 9 meetings overall when it's in Detroit right now, the over's been favored 7-2, so I'll probably lean and take the over in this game. One player I'm definitely going to take the over on to is Giannis right now. Now, currently sitting pretty low on the point side, sitting at 28.5. Now, if you look at his last 7 games, this man's been averaging 30.7 points a game. And when he goes against Detroit right now in 3 games, he's been averaging another 30.7 points per game. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for the 5th best scorer in the NBA, who's currently averaging 31.1 points. With that being said, I would probably lean to and take the over on the points for Jrue Holiday. Now look, I know his last 9 games he's been averaging around 12.9 points, but look at what he does against Detroit right now. In 3 games he's been averaging 22.3 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points, which is currently right now sitting at 18.5. So I'll definitely lean and take the over on the points for Jrue Holiday as well. Now when it comes to this spread right now, I know overall Milwaukee has been 8-1-1 against the spread in the last 10 meetings in Detroit, but I think this is too high right now, so I would probably lean towards Detroit right here in the spread, and I would probably lean and take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Milwaukee Bucks and the Detroit Pistons. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking the NBA.